Some of them, just like Wojtek the Bear, had found a home in Scotland after the war.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Samuel Johnson, the 18th century author of the first Dictionary of English, is said to have had a particular fondness for his cat, named Hodge. And so a museum dedicated to the famous man's life and his achievements would not be complete without a reference to his beloved pet. That's why in 1997, a statue showing a bronze figure of Johnson's black cat was installed in front of Johnson's house, which is now a museum. Hodge is shown sitting on top of a thick book, which is, of course, Johnson's dictionary.
Two. As mayor of Newham, I want to ensure the residents of Upton Park that the statue, known as the Champions, which depicts the four footballers who played a huge role in winning the World Cup in 1966 for England, is to remain at its current location. We have cancelled our decision to move it to Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. We respect the efforts made by local people to keep the statue. We acknowledge the role of this historic landmark in shaping the identity of football fans across the country and realise that it has become an integral part of this neighbourhood. Therefore, I declare that Upton Park will remain the rightful home of the Champions. Three.
A statue of Agatha Christie is being planned for the small town of Wallingford, which has a museum dedicated to the famous crime writer. For many years, Agatha Christie lived in a village not far from the town, and the area is popular with her fans. The mayor of Wallingford has confirmed that the town council has applied for funding for the statue. It will represent the writer seated on a bench. The Agatha Christie Festival is held in the town every year. It is attended by many readers of her novels, who will certainly appreciate the statue.
Four. Liverpool can boast a magnificent attraction. A statue of the Beatles walking down a street towards the river. The legendary band played their first gigs at the nearby Cavern Club. Indeed, the club generously sponsored the creation of the bronze sculpture. After unveiling the statue, the Deputy Mayor of Liverpool said that the four world-famous musicians are so inseparably linked to the city that they certainly deserve a permanent place on the iconic waterfront. It is hoped that the monument will attract even more tourists and music enthusiasts to the city. Five.
A statue of a bear named Wojtek, who helped Polish troops during World War II, can be seen in Prince's Street Gardens in Edinburgh. When he was a little cub, Wojtek lost his mother, but was rescued and adopted by Polish soldiers. He was trained to carry ammunition on the battlefield. He was also a tremendous morale booster. Wojtek's role was so vital that he was given a name, rank, and serial number, just like any other soldier. After the war, he lived in Edinburgh Zoo. The monument was created thanks to the generosity of many supporters. Some of them, just like Wojtek the Bear, had found a home in Scotland after the war.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to see you all here at our Summer Engineering Programme in Oxford. This two-week course is a perfect introduction to the world of engineering. You're going to get a taste of what it's like to study engineering at university. First, you'll learn key engineering concepts from our experts, and then you will be assigned to project groups in which you will build working models of machines relevant to your project. Learning to work in a team is a skill essential for both your education and future career. The programme is a perfect mix of academic and social activities. There's never a dull moment. It includes a day trip to Windsor Castle and a walking tour of Oxford. Every day, after classes, you'll have plenty of ways for relaxing and spending time together. One of the options is punting on the river, a long-standing tradition in which you push the end of a long wooden pole against the bottom of the river to make your boat move. It's not difficult to learn. You will also have a chance to try out typical English sports such as cricket and rugby. On the final day of the course, we will gather for the graduation ceremony, during which you will take part in a formal dinner and receive your certificates. Later that evening, professional instructors will teach you some traditional Scottish dances. That's always a lot of fun. Now, some important details about your accommodation. We only have single rooms. However, if you informed us when booking that you enrolled for the course with a friend, we have put you next door to each other. I want to remind you that students aged 13 to 15 will be staying in a different building from students aged 16 to 18, so if you are here with a sibling, you may not be staying in the same building. But there's no need to worry, the buildings are just a few minutes' walk from each other. Both breakfast and dinner will be provided in the canteen in your building. If you have any dietary requirements, please speak to our programme coordinator. You can find her in her office on the second floor. At lunchtimes, you'll have an opportunity to explore Oxford eateries on your own. To get you started, we have prepared a leaflet with a list of inexpensive and healthy lunch spots. You can pick one up at the reception desk. And now your tutors will distribute attendance sheets for you to sign. Remember, you must sign your attendance sheet before you go to find your accommodation.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to see you all here at our Summer Engineering Programme in Oxford. This two-week course is a perfect introduction to the world of engineering. You're going to get a taste of what it's like to study engineering at university. First, you'll learn key engineering concepts from our experts. And then you will be assigned to project groups in which you will build working models of machines relevant to your project. Learning to work in a team is a skill essential for both your education and future career. The programme is a perfect mix of academic and social activities. There's never a dull moment. It includes a day trip to Windsor Castle and a walking tour of Oxford. Every day, after classes, You'll have plenty of ways for relaxing and spending time together. One of the options is punting on the river, a long-standing tradition in which you push the end of a long wooden pole against the bottom of the river to make your boat move. It's not difficult to learn. You will also have a chance to try out typical English sports such as cricket and rugby. On the final day of the course, we will gather for the graduation ceremony, during which you will take part in a formal dinner and receive your certificates. Later that evening, professional instructors will teach you some traditional Scottish dances. That's always a lot of fun. Now, some important details about your accommodation. We only have single rooms. However, if you informed us when booking that you enrolled for the course with a friend, we have put you next door to each other. I want to remind you that students aged 13 to 15 will be staying in a different building from students aged 16 to 18. So if you are here with a sibling, you may not be staying in the same building. But there's no need to worry, the buildings are just a few minutes' walk from each other. Both breakfast and dinner will be provided in the canteen in your building. If you have any dietary requirements, please speak to our programme coordinator. You can find her in her office on the second floor. At lunchtimes, you'll have an opportunity to explore Oxford eateries on your own. To get you started, we have prepared a leaflet with a list of inexpensive and healthy lunch spots. You can pick one up at the reception desk. And now your tutors will distribute attendance sheets for you to sign. Remember, you must sign your attendance sheet before you go to find your accommodation.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.